say the house of pain is in effect. You know the house of pain is in effect, y'all.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Football season is here, and that means it's time for wings, beer, and countless TVs full of gridiron action at B-Dubs, Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports. Very happy to be joined in studio by tight end for your Cleveland Browns, Jim Dre. He's going to get grilled P3. It's the original protein. You can get those P3 packs at your local grocer. Jim, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, no problem.
Jim, let's start off. Obviously, you spent some time in Arizona, started your career there before joining the Browns 2 seasons ago. You were there for Bruce Arians' first season. So we'll go a little intel on the Arizona Cardinals first. What was your experience like with Bruce Arians, and how would you describe his style as a head coach?
It was a different mindset from the previous staff that was there when I was there. So I would say he's a lot more aggressive, you know, and he's inviting pressure and things of that nature. He keeps the pedal to the metal the whole time. He's always attacking, which is kind of rare in this league, I would say, because the defenses are so good. So I would say that's the biggest thing.
And from what I know about Bruce Arians and the way he coaches his team, and maybe you correct me after spending that year there, but it seems like there's a happy medium of the disciplinarian, but yet he's the relatable player's coach, which makes a player, you know, grow in relationship with him, but also is held accountable by that disciplinarian type of figure.
And that always works when you're winning, too. You know, because
yeah,
you're
sure.
Coming down hard and you guys aren't winning, you're like, man, I don't really buy into this. But, I mean, he comes down hard, but he also knows what he's talking about, and he has the credentials, he has the Super Bowl rings, and they're winning. So you always, you know, you'll buy into anything that he says.
When you look at the seasons that Carson Palmer, Larry Fitzgerald are having, guys who are in some ways turning the clock back, it seems, how surprised are you? I know certainly working with Larry Fitzgerald, the work ethic that he brings to the table.
Yeah, I mean, Larry's unbelievable. When I was a rookie, to get there and watch him, it was awesome. You know, they had guys like Larry, like Anthony Becht, Jeff King, Todd Heap. So there were a bunch of old guys, especially on the offensive side of the ball, that you could really watch and learn from. So he's very impressive. And, I mean, I'm not surprised he's still producing the way he is.
There's another guy that's a teammate of yours now that's, you know, waiting outside the Dog Bowl to get in with production for this weekend's football game. Were you surprised at all, understanding Flip's offense and his the ability of a tight end to play very well in this offense, that Barnage has stepped up and had the season he has and has been enjoyable for you guys as a room each and every week with the performance he puts on?
No, I mean, me and Gary would sit back in the off season, and, you know, you read stuff about the team, about how the tight end room is going to be a question mark and stuff like that. But we sit back and we laugh now because Gary is obviously one of the most productive tight ends in the league, and he's had tremendous success. So it wasn't surprising to me, and especially all the guys in the organization. We knew Gary was capable of what he's doing.
Do you trace it back to the fact that he didn't have to run conditioning drills at training camp this year? Because I know that was a point of contention for you.
Yeah, I'll say this. I wasn't surprised by Gary's success, but I'm surprised at the way he's handled the success. You know, he kind of talks down to me and the rest of the guys.
Yes, so. Big play, Garrett. You get that vibe from him, guy who's walking around.
He's the most humble guy that I've ever seen.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown. He's got a pretty heavy head right now.
Yeah, absolutely, indeed. Jim, talk about this offense, John DeFilippo, first season here as the offensive coordinator, and you guys are setting certainly in the passing game records for this franchise. What has this offense been, and what would you say are its core competencies?
Definitely, I think we're definitely pass heavy. I think we've gotten ourselves in a hole a little bit early in games, which has kind of veered away from the run, which I think we were pretty run heavy last year.
But, yeah.
I mean, we've had a lot of success throwing the ball, and Josh is unbelievable. You know, he's had so much experience. He's seen every blitz, every coverage, every role. So, I mean, it's been working for us, so of course we'll keep doing it.
Josh has been great this year, and Mike Pettine saying earlier today he is truly day-to-day, may not be able to go on Sunday. If Johnny Manziel does have to go, is the confidence level in Johnny significantly higher this year in the locker room than it was a year ago, knowing that he's already played, started, and won a game against Tennessee?
Yeah, absolutely. I think everyone, and even Johnny, would say he's far ahead of where he was last year. Just, and, you know, that's due to the coaching staff and the guys that are around him now this year. I think he's done really well. I think everyone definitely has confidence in him to go out there and get it done.
And to us, as we sit back and watch, it looks like John DeFilippo is extremely comfortable in his own skin, in what he's doing, the fact that he has the confidence of Mike Pettine to go in, create a great game plan. But has it been reassuring for you guys to go in each and every week excited on Wednesday when he lays out the plan based on what you guys have watched on film and he has seen, to go into a game very optimistic about you guys offensively and your ability to score points and definitely move the football?
Absolutely, because we've played some top defenses, and we've played some different schemes, and every week you come in, he's always got a new wrinkle and new way to attack him, and it's been working. You know, passing game's been doing pretty well this year. So, yeah, I think everyone's really behind Coach Flip.
You know some of the guys on this Arizona defense. There are some holdovers, but there are also some new guys there, especially versatile guys, Honey Badger, Deion Buchanan. How do you guys – what do you see from this defense in terms of its biggest challenge to our offense?
I would say they're just like their offense. They're also very aggressive. You know, they had Todd Bowles last year, and Coach Betcher, I think, is in the same field and similar defense. And they got guys like Calais and Matthew and Patrick Peterson and Rashad, guys that were there when I was there. And I'd say they're just as aggressive as the offense, which poses a problem.
After an underwhelming and disappointing performance in St. Louis, especially with some of the turnovers, has that really been a point of emphasis from Coach Pettine on down through? Because as we study the Arizona Cardinals and speak to some of their beat reporters and so on and so forth, and as you look at their record, the games that they've lost the turnover battle in are the games that they've lost this season. When they win the turnover battle, they win, and it's a big part of those five wins.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can't turn the ball over, especially like we did, backed up early in games. You get yourself in a hole, like I said, which, you know, gets you out of some of the things offensively that you want to do. So especially when you're playing the NFC West, those are some good defenses. So, yeah, that was a huge point of emphasis this week.
Do you think, because we really haven't gotten to see it really other than that Tennessee game, which was by far our best rushing game of the season, that if the Browns are able to get off to quicker starts on Sunday, that this team can still be a very effective football team when they are maybe a little more balanced or even run heavy than we currently are?
Absolutely. I mean, I think as we've shown last year and that game that you mentioned this year, we definitely have the scheme and the talent and the guys up front to get it done. So I wouldn't be surprised that, you know, we'll get back in the groove at some point in the season.
How's Robert Turbin been another NFC West addition to this team?
He's just a power running back. I mean, he's got
big dude.
He's got arms like he's been carrying scrap metal since he was a fetus. I mean, he's huge. And, I mean, I think he averages like 4 yards a carry in his career, but he doesn't have any huge runs. So, you know, he's just, I mean, I'm sure he has huge runs, but nothing like 80-yard touchdowns. So, you know, he's just been grinding the football.
And there's been a name that was kind of like a preseason sensation in E.J. Bibbs, makes his football team, has been down all season long. Rob Housler struggling with a hamstring injury. And we get calls all the time asking, you know, are they going to carry E.J. Bibbs because of what he did in the preseason? But how is he progressing? Is he still learning? Is he hungry? Do you see flashes of what could potentially get him up at some point this season throughout practice?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's definitely working. He knows the offense. He can execute. I think he's just waiting for the right opportunity. You know, that's up to the coaches. I couldn't really speak on that, but I would definitely say he's ready.
What do you see as the keys for victory turning this thing around on Sunday against Arizona?
Run the ball, no turnovers, and put points on the board. We didn't put any points on the board last week. We turned the ball over and we couldn't run the ball. So I think we get two of those three accomplished at least, we'll be in pretty good shape.
Do you like it when you guys go jumbo sometimes when it's you, Barnage, and then Cam Irving comes out there and it's like, comes the beef?
It's always kind of fun to watch Cam, you know, the next day when we watch the tape after the game, because he's always doing some pretty funny stuff out there. But yeah.
did he have to come into the tight end room to discuss his seam route against the St. Louis Rams?
No, me and Gary coached him up, I think, on the sidelines during the week. He knew what he was doing. It was funny that he was actually turning around looking for the ball.
He was. You could tell he was humble. He drew a little bit of attention, more attention than you might have thought he would have drawn on that.
He's got nimble feet. I mean, he's a first round pick left tackle. He's got some nimble feet.
Jim, we appreciate the time very much. Last one before we let you go. You do anything for Halloween? And if so, what's your favorite Halloween costume?
This year, me and my wife were a horse. I was the legs, and she was the head. So, I mean, it was kind of funny.
Big backside horse.
It was a back heavy horse.
Yeah, he was like one of those like hot rods with the big back wheels, right, like exactly, angled down.
Exactly.
Very good.
Exactly.
All right, Jim. Thanks so much for the time. Good luck on Sunday.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we're going to hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. We'll also open up the phone lines, 216-578-0850 on your Call Your Shot Friday. Browns and Cardinals, Week 8 this Sunday, 1 p.m., First Energy Stadium. We'll be back with more.